Happy 4th of July! Happy 4th of July! It's time of celebration, of days of commemoration. Liberty to be ourselves. Happy 4th of July! Yes, happy 4th of July. The sun is shining. The sky is clear and blue. All is beautiful. All is wonderful. All is glorious. Today, a day on the campus of the University of Healing and the Church of God Unlimited, we'll be celebrating 4th of July. And we'll be having a happy celebration, a happy party, a happy barbecue. We'll be doing all sorts of beautiful things that make life wonderful and make life exciting and make life grand, because we are making it a time of celebration, of days of commemoration, liberty to be ourselves. Do you have the liberty to be yourself too? We do. But we take our liberty. We make our liberty. We decide on what that liberty is going to be, and we make that decision for ourselves. We don't let anybody else in the world make that decision for us, because it's our choice. It's our decision. It's our decision to be happy. My beautiful pit bull walked up to me this morning, and she stuck her nose in my hand, and she said, "Happy Thanksgiving," because parties are always a time for eating. Parties are always a time for sharing. And she says, "Happy Thanksgiving." And I said, "Ruby, you're fantastic. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy 4th of July to you, Ruby." It's a day of celebration, a day of commemoration, a day of liberty to be ourselves and have fun. And so she just stood up, raised up her nose, and then dropped like a log. Bump. Totally happy, totally satisfied, totally peaceful. We have the liberty to be ourselves. And that liberty to be ourselves is to celebrate in every way we can, every moment we can. We celebrate every moment as our happy 4th of July, where we say, "I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy to be whole and perfect. I'm happy to live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm happy to be in love with myself." Yes, be in love with myself. If you are so in love with yourself, if you are so in love with you as a person, you as the ideal being, if you are so happy to be that, then you have made a wonderful choice. You have made a wonderful decision. You have chosen to live a most grand and glorious life, and how great that is. Do you know how to be grand and great and glorious? Do you know how to live your life in that marvelous way? Do you know how to be who you are, and to say that you are that who you are, and you think it's wonderful, it's fantastic, it's marvelous? Yes, you say that, don't you? And as you say that, you know that. Now, every morning when I give a talk, Ruby likes to run out and say to Sam, who is walking by in the yard, "Hi, Sam, how are you doing this morning? I'd like to see you. It's wonderful. I'm having a happy 4th of July, Sam. You going to come and join us? It's a time of celebration, of the days of commemoration. It's the liberty to be ourselves. It's the liberty to be happy and joyful and full of all that's good. And that's what it's all about." What a wonderful way to spend our life. What a wonderful way to be who we are, to be happy celebrating the 4th of July. Yes, that brings back the history of our country, the history of our land, the history of who and what we are, always being ourselves and always being joyful, always being filled with marvelous attitudes and filled with wonderful attitudes, filled with peaceful attitudes. We just love being ourselves, and that's what it's all about. Can you be who you are? Do you know who you are? If you have the liberty to be yourself, what self is that going to be? Is that self going to be the self that says, "I am happy all the time"? Is that self the self that's going to say, "I like my neighbors, I like my friends, I like people who come into my world"? Is that self going to be argumentative? Is that self going to be a self that looks at all the rest of the world and says, my goodness sakes, this is certainly quite a place that we're in, quite a place that we're in. And is that what you're going to say? Or are you going to say, I like this world. I like everybody in this world. I like everything that goes on in my world. I'm a happy, happy, happy person. Now, you say, that's kind of repetitious, saying happy all the time, happy all the time. But it's really a wonderful thing to do. Every time I look at my dog, I couch her head in my hands, and I love her and pet her and say, you are the most lovable, wonderful dog you could ever be. You're so fantastic. Every dog I've ever had has been Mr. Love, has always been love. And why? Because I am loving toward myself, and I am loving toward them. If ever any day comes along where it's not a happy day, I stop and say, I am not being loving to myself. And I start being loving to myself, and being loving to myself, I feel fantastic. I feel glorious. I feel wonderful. I feel marvelous. I feel that all is in divine order. Yes. Happy 4th of July. It's a time of celebration, of days of commemoration, liberty to be ourselves. What sort of days of commemoration are we having? Are we delighting as we say, happy birthday, when we're having our birthday or anyone's having their birthday? You go in a restaurant and you mention to anybody there in the restaurant that it's your birthday. They love it because it gives them a chance to make everybody happy. And all of the waiters and the waitresses, and they all gather together and they say, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. And you see, everybody feels that joy. Now, it's a joy that we're giving out. It's a joy that we're receiving in. It's a joy that we're living dynamically, vitally, perfectly alive. It's a commemoration. Now, this is the happy birthday of the United States of America. It's the happy birthday of the signing of the independence, Declaration of Independence. It's the signing of all of these wonderful documents that make our country what it is. But only as we say happy birthday on that time do we remember that that had a beginning. That had a time where we started out loving ourselves. We started out commemorating who and what we are. We started out believing, starting out knowing that we do have liberty to be ourselves. We do have liberty to live in a world that we believe is good and beautiful and wonderful. So today, with us, whether it's 4th of July or not, who knows when you may be listening to this video, this tape. Now, say to yourself, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, United States. Happy birthday. Happy 4th of July. Happy time. The Mexicans call it the Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. That's their celebration. The Swiss have a different day. Germans have a different day. Every country has a day of celebration, a day of Thanksgiving, a day of wonder, a day of magic, a day of being very, very, very happy about life. Have your happy 4th of July be a time of celebration, of days of commemoration. Live and know that liberty to be ourselves is something that comes so perfectly in our lives. It comes so perfectly in our world. Now, I told Ruby to lay down and be quiet while I'm giving my talk here, but she just wants to get up and say to the day, happy 4th of July. That's the way she sings out to the world. Happy 4th of July. Happy, wonderful day. Liberty to be ourselves, Ruby says. And I am myself. I am a happy girl, and I'm wonderful, she says. And truly, she is. Today, join with me in my commemoration of happy 4th of July. Happy day of liberty to be ourselves. And be yourself today in that wonderful way. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.